Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
One person can make a difference. In fact, that is illustrated in this case of outrageous censorship regarding Christmas. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. You heard, and it was all over the media, about this outrageous censorship of Christmas in Nebraska within the Elkhorn Public School District. Principal Jennifer Sinclair, the principal of Manchester Elementary School, sent out a 3-page memo indicating what is permissible and what is not permissible regarding Christmas. And it was the most outrageous thing, we'll talk about it, that I've ever seen with regards to Christmas censorship. But you know what, Matt? We were able to resolve that matter because an individual contacted us, sent us the memo, and we got involved and sent a demand letter. And fortunately, the school, when they saw our demand letter and what the principal had done, they immediately intervened. They reversed the situation and they placed this principal, Jennifer Sinclair, on administrative leave.
It was one of the, you know, people often are naysayers saying, oh, there's no war on Christmas. This was like a caricature of what we've been talking about for years, the hostility toward Christmas, particularly Christ. It's in Christianity. And this teacher just kind of became a microcosm illustrating this hatred and this hostility of Christ and Christmas and the holiday itself. And it was just so outrageous. And I know Liberty Counsel, you issued a press release and made it known to the public. And it was like you lit a match to a tinderbox. Mainstream media jumped on board, Fox News. You were doing interviews all over the place because people are starting to recognize just how absurd this is. One of the things she said, she banned candy canes because candy canes, if you turn it upside down, it represents in her deluded mind, the J for Jesus, and that the red in the candy cane represents the blood of Christ. So she says, we got to ban candy canes. There, it goes on and on from there, but this was unreal.
Yeah, this is unreal. She sent out an email regarding Christmas about what you cannot do, and she got some pushback. So she ended up creating a 3-page memo, and she sent it out to the entire faculty and staff again. Detailed. And she says at the beginning, the holiday season of Manchester, it seems that I have stumbled upon a big rock that I hadn't anticipated. I know that all of you are very kind and conscientious people. I know all of the things that you'd like to do, have done, want to do, are coming from such a good place. I come from a place that Christmas and the like are not allowed in schools. As over the years in my educational career, this has evolved into the expectation for all educators. So, she says, I have unknowingly awakened a sleeping giant with many of you. I apologize for the stress that listened to this. Christmas/holiday/Grinch/Santa/tree emails and conversations have caused you. Ah, boy.
She's trying to be whimsical somehow, but oh.
Yeah, I guess she had emails regarding Christmas and Santa and holiday and Grinch, and I'm so sorry it's caused you so much stress. And then she says, I feel uncomfortable that I have to get this specific, but for everyone's comfort, I will. Acceptable practices. Gifts to students. This is all okay. Students making a gift for a loved one, snowmen, gingerbread people, holidays around the world, but no Christmas, regarding different cultures. I'm not quite sure what holidays that would be. Sledding, hot chocolate, polar bears, penguins, scarves, boots. You can wear earmuffs and even hats. Yetis are okay. Even Olaf from Frozen. He's made the cut, Matt. That's okay. I don't know why he was chosen, but anyway, he's chosen.
Yeah.
And but then here's the not acceptable ones. Santa or Christmas items, clip art on worksheets, Christmas trees in the classroom, elf on the shelf, that's Christmas related, she says, singing Christmas carols, playing Christmas music, sending a scholastic book that is a Christmas book because that's Christmas related, she says, making a Christmas ornament as a gift. This assumes, she says, and I'm reading, that the family has a Christmas tree, which assumes they celebrate Christmas. I challenge the thought of, well, they can just hang in there and hang it somewhere else. Candy canes, that you already mentioned that. She says historically the J is for Jesus, the red is for his blood, the white is for the symbol of the resurrection, and this also includes, by the way, other colored candy canes. I guess the J is still going to be there. Red and green items, that's Christmas color, she said. Reindeer. I've never seen reindeer banned, but here they are.
Here they are.
Christmas videos, movies, and or characters from Christmas movies. So no Chevy Chase Christmas, no Elf, none of those movies. Lionel and the gang, they're out. Nothing related to Christmas. All that's gone.
Yeah.
And but then she goes on. And she ends up signing this thing. Signed. The unintentional Grinch who stole Christmas from Manchester. Principal Jennifer Sinclair.
Yeah.
Did this, you know, it's almost like, Matt, this was something that the Babylon Bee or the Onion, some parody.
It's like a parody.
Created. But it was reality.
Well, now she's been placed on administrative leave. And she said something in there that is key to me. She said, where I come from, I believe she moved out from back east of the New York area, worked in the New York schools or whatever. Where I come from, basically, she says, Christmas has been banned from schools.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That's unconstitutional. That's illegal.
We need to find out where she came from and go.
Yeah. So she brought her unconstitutional disinformation that groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way that they peddle, and separation of church and state myth. And she brings it to Nebraska. Well, folks in Nebraska,
hey, it's a different place out here.
Don't mess with their Christmas in Nebraska.
And you know, I was doing a radio interview where I was talking about, she banned red and green. Well, guess what the colors for Nebraska are? Isn't that the big red state?
Yeah.
The Nebraska Cornhuskers?
The Cornhuskers. Red.
You can't ban red in Nebraska. And I guess if you throw in, I don't know whether red by itself is banned, but red and green, certainly. So you can't wear the Nebraska football colors or anything else that would represent the big red Nebraska and throw in a little green.
And isn't it ironic that she would ban red, because red is it's the traditional color for communism. And what she was doing here is exactly what communist countries in Soviet Union and elsewhere in Romania that they've done in the past, is to ban Christmas. She unwittingly, I don't think she even probably knew that what she was doing is exactly what, I guess her comrades in arms, her fellow communists, apparently, that they have done around the world in the past, exactly identical to what they have done.
Yeah, and you know, she says, I'll just say it again, I came from a place that Christmas and the like are not allowed in schools, as over the years in my educational career, this has evolved into the expectation for all educators. Ding, 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 ding. Where's the Constitution and all that? Well, you know what? Good thing is, one person reached out. There was concerned individuals. They reached out. They sent us a memo. We looked at it, verified it. We sent a demand letter to the school district. And this was on a Friday. We gave them till close of business on Monday to respond. Otherwise, we'd file suit. And to the school's credit, they responded by the close of business on that Monday. And they reversed the situation. And the teacher had to go back to the staff, and she ended up sending out an email apologizing. It wasn't real clear, however, in her email, but she was apologizing, and then she was placed on administrative leave. She brought the school within inches of a federal lawsuit. And you know, the good news is, as we're moving into 2019, that's a good resolution. It went all over the country. And that shows you how one person can make a difference. Let us know what's going on in your community. One person can make a difference for good or bad.
Yeah. Well, she made a difference, but it ended. God uses all things for good and for those who love the Lord. And he used this for good to educate other educators.
And the reason why we were able to get involved is because one person reached out and we were able to intervene. So this year, reach out, keep us informed of what's going on in your community, in our nation, around the world, so that we can know and be informed and get involved. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Partner with us in this new year, 2019.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.